remember that the recovery file required as parameter the name of the file that we want to recover. And this part, we add the code necessary to invoke the function to recover a file from a file name. And the last is to describe a little bit about the disperse file implementation. This is the code add by me, and here is the invocation of the disperse file used in order to split a file with the name file name.